Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It was a very busy day for Robert Kraft on Tuesday following his visit to the YMCA in Foxborough. He was in Worcester for a very special project commemorating the late Myra Kraft. Take a look. Tuesday was all about Myra.
I love the city of Worcester because my sweetheart came from here.
The Myra Hyatt Kraft Bridge is being reconstructed, but not with the help of an expensive blueprint. Instead, it's being designed and built by the students of Worcester Technical High School. They're using the reconstruction as part of a school project to combine history, architecture, and construction.
It's one of the most iconic images for the city of Worcester on all the postcards and so forth, but it's been condemned because of the deterioration on it. So the city manager came to us about reconstructing it. So we're working along with the WPI students who will do the engineering, and our students will do the actual reconstruction of the bridge.
And now it's iconic in more ways than one. Robert Kraft spent the day touring the high school, which has its own vet hospital inside, by the way, and listening to the students' proposals on how to remake the bridge so that it's accessible and safe for everyone. And in his eyes, no person created opportunities and built bridges within the community better than his late wife.
Myra would prefer that the bridge be accessible to people from all backgrounds. So I hope that they are ADA compliant.
Myra Kraft, a Worcester native, and her legacy is not only being remembered, but serving as a link to the community. Kraft recalled a special moment from one of Myra's first experiences at Patriots training camp when they purchased the team.
The first time she ever came, there was a player there, this is 20 years ago, standing on the bridge, sprinkling fish food down for the fish. She goes, boy, the guys that's sensitive and doing these football guys. She didn't know anything about it. Was Troy Brown. So number 80 became her favorite player. And so that's why we thought it was good for bridge building and bridges to have him here with us. You know, Myra was a bridge builder, and seeing this bridge being something that can be available to people from all backgrounds and to have a quality of life is very cool.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.